This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Antitrust concerns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Thursday morning. IBM is under Justice Department scrutiny for alleged unfair behavior in the mainframe computer market. Mainframes are those big computers that run corporate databases and accounting programs, such as those that operate ATMs. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington on an investigation that's signaling a tougher antitrust stance by the Obama administration.
Competitors complain IBM is illegally bundling its software and hardware, forcing customers to buy both mainframe and operating system. One case was ended last year when IBM bought the competitor that made the complaint. There was another case that was thrown out by a federal judge last week, but the Justice Department has been gathering information from that case to see if IBM is abusing its monopoly power. The government filed an antitrust lawsuit against IBM in the 1970s, but the case was later dropped by the Reagan administration. Now, Obama-appointed antitrust enforcers have been busy scrutinizing the high-tech industry. Prosecutors are also looking at a Google deal with book publishers and at agreements between mobile phone companies and handset makers. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
A lot of green arrows on my market screen this morning. Let's check the numbers. Shares are higher in Europe. Markets in Paris and Frankfurt are up more than 1%. In London, the FTSE's added about 0.2%. In Asia, stocks closed in positive territory. The Hang Seng up more than 1%. And the S&P and NASDAQ yesterday added more than 0.25%. The Dow was flat, however, down 5 points, 97.25. British regulators have made a provisional ruling against the planned merger of Ticketmaster Entertainment and Live Nation. Britain's Competition Commission says the deal could damage the live music ticket market and could lead to higher prices and less competition. A final report is due out in late November. The U.S. Justice Department is also looking at the merger. A British workers' rights group is calling for a flat minimum wage across Asia. The demand caps years of study by the group Labor Behind the Label. Researchers found that garment workers in Asia who produce the clothes we buy aren't making near enough to live. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Labor Behind the Label has come up with a floor wage that is twice what Indonesian laborers get. It's three times the minimum rate of pay in Sri Lanka and more than six times the wage in Bangladesh. Anna McMullen wrote the report. She says the countries may be different, but the best protection for workers is a minimum wage that crosses borders.
There's a race to the bottom between different countries to set lower minimum wages in order to attract foreign business. So the minimum wage levels that are set are well below what is necessary for a decent quality of life.
The wage was calculated based on the cost of food, water, shelter, health care, and education. Mark Brenner is the director of Labor Notes. He says big Western companies often dodge the issue of how much the people who make their products are paid.
Big companies like Walmart have always thrown up their hands and said, hey, you know, we can't do this. We don't actually hire these workers. It's our suppliers.
Brenner says a single floor wage could force Western companies to take responsibility. They'll know what a living wage is, and they'll come under pressure to abide by the same rules. He says if the cost is passed on to consumers, it'll probably only add up to a buck or two on a $50 pair of shoes. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
We keep hearing from analysts that economic recovery is slowly taking hold, but a lot of indicators, unemployment and lending, to name a few, haven't really caught up with that notion. So how is it then some financial soothsayers say once a recovery takes hold, it'll be a really strong one? We brought in economics correspondent Chris Farrell to talk about it with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So how can anyone come to this conclusion given all the data that we have?
Last year, corporate CEOs believed we might go into a depression. So they purged their workforce, they slashed that inventory, they put a halt to all capital spending plans. Well, things are starting to get a little bit better. So they're starting to make phone calls. We got to rebuild our inventory. We have to invest in new technologies. And by the way, we're going to work our people harder. Reversing the purge is going to be a bigger than expected boost to the economy.
I can't help but still be a skeptic, though, Chris. You know, when I read the data about, like, hours worked, you know, we're seeing hours worked at, like, 33 hours a week or something like that, and it keeps going down. I mean, how could that be the precursor to a strong recovery?
But let me come back to you with a counterargument.
All right.
If you look at the previous 9 downturns in our economy, the recoveries have always been stronger than expected. Well, we just went through the longest, deepest downturn since the 1930s. You know what I say? I think history is going to repeat itself.
I can't help but think inflation is going to be a problem, Chris. You have the price of gold surging and the dollar keeps taking hit after hit. I mean, that can't bode well, can it?
Inflation? What inflation? There is no inflation out there. There's not enough demand. I mean, you know what? This gold, it's a bubble. It's got all the signs of a bubble. Take a look at all the institutional money that all of a sudden that said, oh, we would never invest in gold. All of a sudden, they're piling in the gold. Tell you what, 3 months from now, let's talk about gold, because I have a feeling we're going to be talking about a boom-bust cycle.
And this is still a minority position, right?
Oh, this is absolutely a minority position. I mean, look, the consensus has a lot of strength behind it, just as you mentioned, your skepticism. But we know that the consensus is always wrong. Right? It always is. So I'm hoping that the consensus is wrong and that we get a stronger than expected recovery, because what's the alternative? We get another downturn.
Economics correspondent Chris Farrell with us this morning. Chris, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, if you're looking for high fashion and high security, Miguel Caballero has a clothing line for you on sale in Miami. The Colombian designer is offering bullet-resistant men's shirts and jackets that look normal but are much heavier and can really protect you from the elements. A polo top runs $4,000 or more. An Italian leather jacket goes for $6,000. Soon, Caballero hopes to design some cashmere and other armored luxury items for women. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.